Part 1. Chapter 1. UNSC Shipping Lane, near Epsilon Indies System, September 3, 2524. Horn of Plenty's navigation computer was an inexpensive part, certainly less expensive than the freighter's load, some 2,500 metric tons of fresh fruit, melons mainly, racked like billiard balls in large vacuum-sealed bins that divided its boxy cargo container into floor-to-ceiling rows. And the nav computer was an order of magnitude less expensive than the Horn of Plenty's most important component, the propulsion pod connected to the rear of the container by a powerful magnetic coupling. The bulbous pod was a tenth of the container's size, and at first glance, it looked a little tacked on, like a tugboat nosing one of Earth's old seafaring supertankers out to sea. But whereas a tanker could sail under its own power once out of port, Horn of Plenty couldn't have gone anywhere without the pod's Shaw-Fujikawa drive. Unlike the rocket engines of humanity's first space vehicles, Shaw-Fujikawa drives didn't generate thrust. Instead, the devices created temporary rifts in the fabric of space-time, opened passages in and out of a multidimensional domain known as slipstream space, or slip space for short. If one imagined the universe as a sheet of paper, slip space was the same sheet of paper crumpled into a tight ball. Its creased and overlapping dimensions were prone to unpredictable temporal eddies that often forced Shaw-Fujikawa drives to abort a slip, bring their vessels back into the safety of the normal universe, thousands and sometimes millions of kilometers from their planned destination. A short intrasystem slip between two planets took less than an hour. A journey between star systems many light years apart took a few months. With sufficient fuel, a Shaw-Fujikawa-equipped ship could traverse the volume of space containing all of humanity's colonized systems in less than a year. Indeed, without Tobias Shaw's and Wallace Fujikawa's late 23rd century invention, humanity would still be bottled up inside Earth's solar system. And for this reason, some modern historians had gone so far as to rank the slipspace drive as humanity's most important invention, bar none. Practically speaking, the enduring brilliance of slipspace drives was their reliability. The drive's basic design had changed very little over the years, and they rarely malfunctioned so long as they were properly maintained. Which was, of course, why Horn of Plenty had run into trouble. Rather than slipping all the way from Harvest to the next nearest colony, Madrigal, Horn of Plenty exited halfway between the two planets' systems, tore back into normal space at coordinates that could have easily been occupied by an asteroid or any other nasty, incidental object. Before the ship's nav computer really knew what had happened, the freighter was in an end-over-end tumble, its propulsion pod jetting a plume of radioactive coolant. The UNSC's Department of Commercial Shipping, DCS, would later classify Horn of Plenty's drive failure as a slip termination preventable, or an STP for short, though freighter captains, and there were still humans that did the job, had their own way of translating the acronym, screwing the pooch, which was at least as accurate as the official classification.